This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for DomesticFuel.com, and I am here at Commodity Classic with Thomas Beidebeck. Thomas, how are you?
I'm very well. Great to be in California.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, absolutely.
So you have had some really exciting news. We've been following Novozymes a lot on the work you've been doing with enzymes, specifically for cellulostic. And one of the things you've always noted is that there's going to be a huge breakthrough in terms of enzyme cost. It sounds like you've actually broken through that barrier. So can you talk a little bit about what's happened here in just the last week and a half or so?
That's right. I'll be happy to do that. About 2 weeks ago now, we launched our first commercial product for the cellulostic ethanol. This product, the Celic, with that you'll be able to produce cellulosic ethanol using an enzyme cost of about 50 cents per gallon. So with this, we think that the enzyme part of producing cellulosic ethanol has been cracked. Now we need to get on and start to produce it, and we're very, very excited about that. It's been a very long work to do. We've been actually working on this project for more than 5 years. It's the biggest research project we ever carried out in Novozymes. End of last year, we had 150 people working on this. So for us, this is really exciting.
Now, you talk about it's commercially available, but you've been working with the first soon-to-be commercial cellulosic product with the corn cobs and corn stover, and that's Project Liberty in Emmitsburg. So can you give us an update on where that project's at?
What we've been told from POET, our partner here in North America, is that with this product in the pilot plant that they're operating, they're able to produce cellulosic ethanol to the cost of $2.35 per gallon. The expectation is that once Project Liberty is up and running, that the cost will then be brought down to $1.90 per gallon. This, again, we think is very, very exciting because it gets you into the window of where this is actually interesting to start to do.
Now, you don't just have enzymes for the corn cobs and corn stover. I followed a lot of what you were doing at Copenhagen. You actually produced an enzyme that for straw, correct, to turn straw into biofuels, and you're testing some enzymes there. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other feedstocks that you're developing enzymes for?
With the partners we have around the world, we're looking at a lot of the different feedstocks. Of course, here in the U.S., corn cobs, corn stovers is very interesting. In Europe, where we have to make the mix slightly different because wheat is very important. We have a pilot facility running in Denmark now, working on wheat straw, using also our selling product line for that. In other parts of the world, like Latin America, we're working with the Brazilian producers on trying to break down bagasse. This is the residual when you have made sugar from sugarcane. You have bagasse. This is also very high in cellulosic material. We're working with these groups trying to find the right enzyme mix also to be able to break that down at a relevant cost.
Now, we should probably note for a lot of consumers that may not realize, but you're one of the leading enzyme producers for the current production in corn ethanol.
Absolutely.
So you have a long history in producing enzymes for this industry, and I think you should say a few words about that.
We've been in the fuel industry ever since it started. Today, we are by far the biggest producer of enzymes for the first generation, the starch-based ethanol. We have more than 60% market share of the enzymes going into that. This is an area that we continue to see very nice possibilities in. We see it grow. We see opportunities for continue to improve the way the enzymes is working, and thereby making it a better business for the people living from this.
So I want to reiterate again, your enzymes are commercially available.
You can buy it if you want.
Right. So although Project Liberty, it doesn't sound, will be up and running until 2011, if there are other people working on these second-generation facilities, your enzymes are available for those producers as well, correct?
The enzymes are available, and they're being used today. There are quite a few pilot plants around the world that's today producing cellulosic ethanol based on our enzymes.
Well, wonderful. Is there, where should we send people to get more information?
Contact Novozymes here in the U.S. We are very happy to talk to you about what we can do to optimize the way these processes work.
Great. Thank you so much, Thomas.
Thank you.